The following is the delayed uploading of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, episode number 146. We apologize for the delay. Your snarky but tired host has been juggling producing this week's show with working long hours. One of those nights as late as 11 p.m. Again, please accept our apologies for the delay and enjoy the show.
From the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
You can still do it. Yes, you can make the best out of your mediocre hymnal, missalette, or significant other. Listen and learn how on Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Right now.
It's time for Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. That half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. And now, a man who's experienced with mediocre songbooks, here's Brian Michael Page.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Hello and welcome, Egosum Brianis Michaelis Pagina. We're in the 24th week of Ordinary Time, the 18th week after Pentecost, and our 146th episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Next Sunday, I'll be playing two different liturgies. The first is a substitute work at an Episcopal Rite II Eucharist. This is at All Saints Memorial Church in Providence. No, okay, it's not Roman Catholic, but their music is right there. The second is the monthly extraordinary form of the Mass that I play regularly at St. Leo the Great Church in Pawtucket. Both of these are for the 19th Sunday after Pentecost, as the Episcopalians number their Sundays post-Pentecost and post-Epiphany, just like in the extraordinary form in the Catholics. Of course, the Catholics in the modern form have ordinary time. I have to offer a word of thanks to Jeffrey Tucker. Now, who's Jeffrey Tucker, one might ask? Well, Jeffrey Tucker is the managing editor of a magazine called Sacred Music, the official quarterly of the Church Music Association of America. Now, Sacred Music got its roots as a periodical called Cecilia, and I still have a few copies of Cecilia kicking around from the early to mid-50s. One issue that I have features a Gregorian chant school that was developing in the Providence Diocese at that time, and the man placed in charge of the music department there was none other than Alexander Pelequin, who was still pretty fresh in his position as music director at our Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul. Of course, Pelequin was later renowned for his compositional contributions to the modern liturgy. But anywho, Jeffrey Tucker had written a post in the New Liturgical Movement blog that reiterated something that I've been saying all along, and you may have heard me say this in many a past episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere and in many a post in Crystal's Vintage the blog. There's no such thing as a gathering song. So, for his words of support, albeit inadvertent, I offer my thanks and kudos to Mr. Jeffrey Tucker. I left a link to the article in today's show notes, as well as a link to the Church Music Association of America. Today we're going to talk about how you, yes, you, can have a decent music program while still having in the pews either a Gather Comprehensive or a music issue or Breaking Bread or Glory and Praise. I don't mean the classic edition. I mean the comprehensive editions. But first, let's open up that suggestion box.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. It's the Crystal's Vintage Anywhere suggestion box.
Well, today we go back to our ordinary rotation of numbered Sundays of ordinary time. Now, as I mentioned, this coming Sunday I'll be playing a Rite II Episcopal Eucharist and an extraordinary form Catholic Low Mass, both for the 19th Sunday after Pentecost. But many of you, I'm sure, will be celebrating the 25th Sunday of Ordinary Time, as the ordinary form of the Mass is still prevalent. So, here are the propers and our hymn suggestions for the majority who insist on, or are still stuck with, the use of hymns for this Sunday. Now the introit for the day. Salus populi ego sum dici Dominus, de que cumque tribulatione clamaverunt ad me exaudiam eos, et ero elorum Dominus in perpetuum. Salmus. Attendite populi meos legem meam, inclinate aurem vestram in verba oris mei. I am the salvation of the people, says the Lord. From whatever tribulations they cry out to me, and I will give heed to them, and I will be their Lord forever. Psalm. Attend, O my people, to my law. Incline your ear to the words of my mouth. Now, many of you know that I am not a fan of singing the voice of God or voice of Christ in the first person. Now, in this case here, you have the words, Dici Dominus, says the Lord. Dici Dominus, says the Lord. So now, you're really singing of the Lord in the third person, as opposed to as the Lord, first person. As for any hymns, God of our fathers comes to mind, particularly the two middle verses. It's not a direct allusion, but it relates quite well. The assigned psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 145, or 144 in the Vulgate, with the antiphon, "The Lord is near to all who call upon him." Two basic hymns, "Praise to the Lord the Almighty," and "Joyful, joyful, we adore thee," carry some relation to the verses of the psalm. The former mentions the kindness and mercy relayed in the second verse of the psalm, while the latter mentions all of the Lord's works, giving praise, as pointed out in the third verse of the psalm. The Alleluia verse, "Open our hearts, O Lord, and listen to the words of your Son." That's taken from the 14th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. Now, for those who are using the Graduale Romanum option, the gradual of the day is the same as the gradual for the fourth Sunday of Advent. Prope es Dominus omnibus invocantibus eum, omnibus qui invocat eum in veritate. Laudem Domini loquetur os meum, et benedicat omnis caro nomen sanctum eus. The beginning of this gradual is the same as the psalm antiphon for the day. The Lord is near to all who call upon him. Who call upon him with true hearts. My mouth shall speak the praises of the Lord. Let all flesh bless his holy name. So with this we can add, Holy God, we praise thy name, to the hymn mix. The Alleluia, the verse given in here in the Graduale, "Confitemini Domino et invocate nomen eus. Annunciate inter gentes opera eus." Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Declare his deeds among the nations. Sounds like Psalm 98 or 66, but
nope.
This is actually Psalm 105 or 104 in the Vulgate. Anywho, we can safely add now to the mix, "Now Thank We All Our God," "All You Nations" by Lucian Dice, "Sing to the Lord a New Song," using the tune by David Wilson, "Cantate Domino," also known in some hymnals as Onslow Square. And we could probably even add one of my favorite anthems, "Cantate Domino Canticum Novum" by Vincent Dundee. Offertory of the day. "Si abula vero in medio tribulationis, vivificabis me Domine, et super iram inimicorum meum extendes manum tuam, et salvum me feci dextera tua." If I walk amid tribulation, you shall preserve my life, O Lord. You shall stretch forth your hand against the fury of my foes. Your right hand has delivered me. And this is from Psalm 138, or 137 in the Vulgate. Finally, the communion. "Tu mandasti mandata tua custodiri nimis, utinam dirigantua viae meae, ad custodiendas justificationes tuas." You have ordered that your commandments be diligently kept, O Lord. I'm sorry. You have ordered that your commandments be diligently kept. Oh, that my ways be guided towards the keeping of your statutes. And that's from Psalm 119 or 118 in the Vulgate. I'm going to add a couple of pieces here. One is a Lost 45 by Eugene Englert called Your Word is a Lamp. You can find that in the 1984 People's Mass Book, or maybe a 1982 We Celebrate that you have kicking around. And another one doesn't directly allude to the antiphon, but selected lines relate well. Praise the Lord, ye heavens, adore him. And if you can do this one to the tune Austria, go for it. The Cantica Nova website offers many suggestions for this day. For these, I'll leave a link in today's show notes for the Cantica Nova planning pages for this Sunday.
We'll be back.
Don't do this at church. There are many parishes, I'm sure, that are stuck with one of the following books in the pew. Today's Missal with Music Issue, Breaking Bread, Heritage Missal, Gather Comprehensive, Either Edition, Ritual Song, Catholic Community Hymnal, the latest edition of Glory and Praise, I think it's green or something, We Celebrate, and the list goes on. These are books that often claim to have the best traditional and contemporary songs. Often contemporaries misdefined as being limited to the folk, pop, rock idioms. These idioms were never meant to enter Catholic worship to begin with. Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger rightfully cried foul on the use of these idioms as early as 1985, 20 years before he was elected by his brother cardinals to become Pope Benedict XVI. And you're probably wondering, if Pope Benedict is reiterating the teachings of the church, then what the hell are these hymnals doing in our pews still? Now, to me, contemporary would consist of real composers, you know, contemporary Catholic music I'm talking about now. Richard Prue, Alexander Pelequin, David Hurd, Calvin Hampton, John Rutter, Père Joseph Gélinot, Père Lucien Dice, Jan Vermolst, Robert Kreutz, the list goes on. The whole trick, okay, would be to ignore the garbage. I think we all know what the garbage is, right? Make off like it's not even there. Of course, it would be far better for these hymnals not to include such dreck in the first place, right? You know, out of sight, out of mind. But until you can get lucky enough to get one of the better hymnals in the pew, Worship, Collegeville Hymnal, Hymn, Psalms, and Spiritual Canticles, sadly that's out of print. I hope they redo a new edition soon. St. Michael Hymnal, Adoramus. Until you're lucky enough to get one of those hymnals, you'd probably have to work around what you got. Now, I'm not the only organist who's worked with a music issue and managed to keep most, if not all, the music reverent in style. I know one organist who does it locally, a couple of organists who do it locally, matter of fact. Now, in all honesty, I do have to give credit where credit is due, okay? The music issue in Breaking Bread have improved themselves a bit in 2005 by adding hymns that I had wished for a long time ago. God of Our Fathers, O God Almighty Father, Adoro Te Devote in its English counterpart, Godhead Here in Hiding, Jesu Dulcis Memoria, and further, two Benedictines, Harry Hagen and Genevieve Glenn, They wrote a number of texts, most of them set to traditional tunes. OCP even added a new Latin supplement that you can add to any of them worship aids, really. I think it was originally meant to supplement the New Journey songs, but you could use them with any of their books. Now, of course, in addition, they've also added a contemporary supplement and a Spanish supplement as well. Let's make off like those two aren't there, okay? Let's focus on the Latin supplement. For just $3 a book, $3 a book, you can add the Latin supplement, Laus Tibi Christi, to your music issue, or to Breaking Bread, or to Glory and Praise, or even Gather Comprehensive. This is a supplement with 71 pieces, most of them in Latin, many with English translations. There's chant mass settings in Latin, Marian antiphons, and more. Why bother with the Song of the Body of Christ when you can do the Adoro Te, right? Now, in lieu of One Bread, One Body, a song that makes me have to set my alarm clock every time I have to play it, I use At That First Eucharist, or its original title, Lord, Who at Thy First Eucharist. Thus may we all, one bread, one body, be, right? To a better tune, right? Now, instead of Canticle of the Sun, I use All Creatures of Our God and King. Or perhaps have the choir sing The Worship of God and Nature by Beethoven. Hey, speaking of the choir, another thing to keep in mind is that not every single piece of music used at Mass has to be sung by the congregation. Give the choir an anthem or a motet and every chance you get, you know, either at the offertory or communion. Now, these motets and anthems, they're not big Broadway productions that we're talking about. It's just sung prayer. And if they applaud, you might want to give your congregation some, what's that big word here? Catechesis on why applause during Holy Mass is a bad thing. Let them know that the words that the choir is singing is something for them to meditate on and not to be entertained by. If it's a Latin motet, it might be good to put an English translation in the bulletin. Hey, what's that foreign song the choir sang at communion? Let's look in the bulletin. Oh, here it is. Oh, yeah. Hey, Ethel, you know that song they were singing? That's Mozart's Ave Verum. Hail, true body born of the Virgin Mary. When I was at Holy Ghost, I used to get this quarterly mailing from GIA, that Carl subscription service thingy. Some of you organists might be familiar with it. You know what I would do when I get them? I would separate the octavos in two piles. Music worth using at Mass, and music I wouldn't even play in an elevator, let alone Holy Mass. And it was about a 50-50 mix. All right, the former pile, the pile of music worth keeping, I'd keep that right in front. And the latter pile, I'd hide it. I'd hide it really good, out of sight, out of mind. I wouldn't throw them out just in case there's a pastor change. Luckily, there's an Orthodox pastor there. But just in case there's ever a pastor change, I'd hide it. So there you go. Keep the solid material exposed. Good, solid, traditional or traditional style Catholic hymns. You know, those hymns that can be played well on the organ. Chant Latin motets. Avoid the often pushed for garbage. We have a special place for those. It's called the dumpster. One last thing. For you Breaking Bread music issue users, you probably get that planning book, Today's Liturgy, which comes seasonally, just like the Missalettes. Forget that. Get a Graduale Romanum, or at the very least, a Gregorian Missal. I have a Gregorian Missal. If you don't get to use the propers appointed there, the Gregorian Missal has the English translation underneath each proper. Check those out and see which hymn at least comes close. Just remember that when alluding to the Psalms, they're numbered in the Gregorian Missal according to the Latin Vulgate and Douay Rheims version of the Bible. They're not numbered according to the New American Bible or any of the other current translations. Also, read the readings really good. Fill in the gaps, some extra hymns you might need, with special attention to the gospel. Now, if you're stuck, check out the liturgy planning pages at Cantica Nova Publications. Each week when I do the suggestion box segment of this here show, I leave a link to that particular Sunday or feast in the show notes. This episode is no exception. Cantica Nova's planning pages list plenty of anthems, organ selections, and many of the better hymns. And if your hymnal isn't included in that numbering, don't fret. It might still be in your hymnal. Just look in the indices. Final note about today's Liturgy magazine. You've probably gotten a survey. This is about the time of year that survey comes out. If you want good music, fill out the dang survey and let them know how you feel. Turn that silent majority into a vocal majority. Eventually someone there will actually get it. So there you go. You can make a decent program with a music issue, a gather, or glory and praise. And now here's the return of our musical guest, Johnny Proctor.
I kneel down, but the only thing I hear is the sound of my own voice and my thoughts turning round. In my frustration, my emotions come unwound, and yet I found it's best to pray.
I know that there's an answer to my prayer.
is Johnny Proctor and his new tune, Pray. Man, I like Johnny Proctor. These guys are Beach Boys, Jan and Dean, and the Beatles all wrapped up in one really cool package. Johnny Proctor comes courtesy of SoundClick, www.soundclick.com. And you can visit his page at SoundClick as well. We'll leave that link in today's show notes. I have in my right nostril today's Crystals Vintage Anywhere Top 10 list.
Top 10.
Today's Crystals Vintage Anywhere Top 10 list is brought to you by the Sound of Future Church. It doesn't sound too good. Well, as many know, I've been spending long hours a day selling supper and dessert too. And recently I've been able to service homes without my boss playing shadow. He's been sitting in the passenger seat behaving himself, ha ha ha. He's a good guy though. I do appreciate him now letting me learn this job hands-on. Well, anywho, when I get to a certain town, I check out the list of stops I have to make for the day, just to make sure that I don't have any awkward experiences when I'm running the route. After all, just like when I'm at the organ console at Mass, I have to remain professional when I'm behind the wheel of a Schwann's truck. Therefore, I really don't want to do anything stupid. So, in light of that, here now, from the home office in Marshall, Minnesota, here are the top 10 customers I least want to see while running a Schwann's route. The top 10 customers I least want to see. The customers I want to see the least while running a Schwann's route. Here we go. Number 10, some lady in a tutu who owns a place called Mimi's Liturgical Dance Studio. Number 9, some guy in a tutu who owns a place called Mimi's Liturgical Dance Studio. Number 8, someone who answers the door with a guitar in hand and says, "Can you come back in 2 weeks? I'm writing a liturgical song." Yeah, see you in 2 weeks. Number 7, either of the two priests who fired me in the years 2004 or 2007. Number 6, a poncho lady.
Poncho ladies, poncho ladies, poncho ladies, poncho ladies. Ew!
Number 5, someone who tries to hold my hand and pray the Our Father.
Run, run, run.
Number 4, someone who shows off his or her entire collection of St. Louis Jesuits record albums. Number 3, a Bible thumper trying to evangelize me as diligently as I'm trying to sell him or her our products. Number 2, someone who seriously tells me that he or she got his or her catechism training by watching Jesus and Bows on South Park. And the number 1 customer that I least want to see while running a Schwann's route, someone whose doorbell plays All Are Welcome by Marty Hagen. Crystal's Vintage.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
Don't do this at church. Here are some back-to-school specials absolutely free, and they're only available at Crystal's Vintage Anywhere Interactive Corner. Your chance to vote for Crystal's Vintage Anywhere at Podcast Alley once a month. Your chance to give us a dig at dig.com. You can dig the entire show once, or you can even dig individual episodes. Your chance to leave feedback on our message boards. Your chance to become a member of the latest Facebook craze, fans of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. You can also watch our videos at YouTube and Pyro.tv. And many more things you can do absolutely free. Actually, these specials aren't just for back to school. They're free all the time. Log on to crystalsvintage.com and see for yourself.
Can I help you?
Yes.
I'd like to get 2 pounds of Krakowska kielbasa, please.
I have an important announcement for delis and markets that sell Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, and customers that go there. If you sell Krakowska kielbasa in your deli or market, or if you regularly shop at a store that sells Krakowska kielbasa, drop me a line at bpage69@yahoo.com with the name and complete address of the store, as well as some things about the store. In return, I'll send that store an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper with the words, "Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, available at," along with the store's name and address. You can frame it and hang it just about anywhere, prominently. Near your state or local issued store license, above your Burkle slicer, just underneath your now serving number board, or even in the bathroom. You can even make copies of it and distribute them to your neighbors or hang them on billboards or telephone poles. Of course, at the bottom of the paper, you'll find the words, "Listen to Christos Vincit Anywhere at christosvincit.com." This is a great chance to promote Christos Vincit Anywhere and a great product at a great deli, all at the same time. So, send me your deli at bpage69 at yahoo.com, and I'll show that deli a unique promo exchange. And as per usual, I thank you for your support. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again soon for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere or Christos Vincit TV. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere. Christos Vincit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Christos Vincit Network. This broadcast is copyright 2008, Brian Michael Page. Made on a crappy PC.